This vision of life, this insight, is in fact the ultimate nature of the bodhicitta itself, the awakening mind itself. Ultimately, this bodhicitta is the voidness, the emptiness of all things. The so-called relative bodhicitta, I'll have more to say about this tomorrow, is the mind of love and compassion for all beings expressed in actual deeds for actual people. The aim of the spiritual life, according to Shantideva and others within his tradition, is to realise these two aspects of bodhicitta. The ultimate nature of things, which is insubstantial, illusory, empty, perfectly combined with love and compassion for all beings. A 10th century master named Atisha, very instrumental in kind of bringing about a renaissance in Tibetan Buddhism, another Indian teacher, speaks of the aim of the spiritual life as shunyata karuna garbha, which means the essence of emptiness and compassion. That what you're doing in your spiritual life, what you're trying to do, is to see this insubstantial nature of things and have that perfectly blended, perfectly integrated with love and empathy for all others. This is why, by the way, we place so much emphasis on the two meditation practices, the mindfulness of breathing to develop awareness and the metta bhavana to develop friendliness and loving kindness. That's the basis for the development of these two aspects of the enlightened mind. But the point I really want to make here is that the Buddhist vision of transitoriness, impermanence, insubstantiality, of emptiness, of illusoriness, doesn't bring about, when you see it clearly, a kind of depression or hopelessness or sorrow. That insight is, in fact, the key to spiritual alchemy. It's why spiritual transformation can happen. And it's interesting, here we have a kind of alchemical transformation as well. Death and change we usually see in terms of loss as very unfortunate things. But here, if we see, if we really face up to death, if we really see impermanence as it is, we transform our attitude to it. We see it as the key to creativity and fulfillment. We can transform ourselves. We can turn ourselves from man into Buddha, because life itself is transformation.